Krishna Book, Canto 3, Vrindavana Kumar, Chapter 14, Scene 6, Lord Brahma's Prayers, Part 6. My dear Lord, I pray that I may be so fortunate that in this life or in another life, wherever I may take my birth, I may be counted as one of your devotees. Wherever I may be, I pray that I may be engaged in your devotional service. I do not even care what form of life I get in the future, because I can see that even in the form of cows and calves or cowherder boys, the devotees are so fortunate to be always engaged in your transcendental loving service and your association. Therefore, I wish to be one of them instead of such an exalted person as I am now, for I am full of ignorance. The gopis and cows of Vrindavan are so fortunate that they have been able to supply their breast milk to you. Persons who are engaged in performing great sacrifices and offering many valuable goats in the sacrifice cannot attain the perfection of understanding you, but simply by devotional service, these innocent village women and cows are all able to satisfy you with their milk. You have drunk their milk to satisfaction, yet you are never satisfied by those engaged in performing sacrifices. I am simply surprised, therefore, with the fortunate position of Maharaj Ananda, Mother Yashoda, and the cowherder men and the gopis, because you, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Absolute Truth, are existing here as their most intimate, lovable object. My dear Lord, no one can actually appreciate the good fortune of these residents of Vrindavan. We are all demigods, controlling deities of the various senses of the living entities, and we are proud of enjoying such privileges. But actually, there is no comparison between our position and the position of these fortunate residents of Vrindavan, because they are actually relishing your presence and enjoying your association by dint of their activities. We demigods may be proud of being controllers of the senses, but here the residents of Vrindavan are so transcendental that they are not under our control. Actually, they are enjoying the senses through service to you. I shall therefore consider myself fortunate to be given a chance to take birth in this land of Vrindavan in any of my future lives. My dear Lord, I am therefore not interested in either material opulences or liberation. I am most humbly praying at your lotus feet for you to please give me any sort of birth within this Vrindavan forest so that I may be able to be favored by the dust of the feet of some of the devotees of Vrindavan. If I am given the chance to grow just as the humble grass in this land, that will be a glorious birth for me. But if I am not so fortunate to take birth within the forest of Vrindavan, I beg to be allowed to take birth outside the immediate area of Vrindavan, so that when the devotees go out, they will walk over me. Even that would be a great fortune for me. I am just aspiring for a birth in which I will be smeared by the dust of the devotees' feet. It is confirmed in Bhagavad Gita that the purpose of Vedic knowledge is to find Krishna. And it is said in Brahma Sanhita that it is very difficult to find Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, simply by systematic reading of the Vedic literature. But Krishna is very easily available through the mercy of a pure devotee. The pure devotees of Vrindavan are so fortunate because they can see Mukunda, Lord Krishna, all the time. This word Mukunda can be understood in two ways. Muk means liberation. Lord Krishna can give liberation and therefore transcendental bliss. The word also refers to Krishna's smiling face, which is just like the Mukunda flower. Mukha also means face. The Mukunda flower is very beautiful and it appears to be smiling. Thus, the comparison is made. The difference between the pure devotees of Vrindavan and other devotees is that the residents of Vrindavan have no other desire but to be associated with Krishna. Krishna, being very kind to his devotees, fulfills their desire. Because they always want Krishna's association, Krishna is always prepared to give it to them. The devotees of Vrindavan are also spontaneous lovers. They do not follow the regulative principles. They are not required to strictly follow the regulative principles because they are already naturally developed in transcendental love for Krishna. Regulative principles are required for persons who have not achieved the position of transcendental love. Lord Brahma is also a devotee of the Lord, but he is subject to follow the regulative principles. He therefore prays to Krishna to give him the chance to take birth in Vrindavan so that he might be elevated to the platform of spontaneous love. My Lord, sometimes I am puzzled as to how your Lordship will be able to repay in gratitude the devotional service of these residents of Vrindavan. Although I know that you are the supreme source of all benediction, still I am puzzled to know how you will be able to repay all the service that you are receiving from these residents of Vrindavan. I think of how you are so kind, so magnanimous, that even Putana, who came to cheat you by dressing herself as a very affectionate mother, was awarded liberation and the actual post of a mother. And other demons belonging to the same family, such as Aga Asura and Baka Asura, were also favored with liberation. Under the circumstances, I am puzzled. These residents of Vrindavan have given you everything, their bodies, minds, their love, and homes. Everything is being utilized for your purpose. So how will you be able to repay their debt? You have already given yourself to Putana. I surmise that you shall ever remain a debtor to the residents of Vrindavan, being unable to repay their loving service. My Lord, I can understand that the super excellent service of the residents of Vrindavan is due to their spontaneously engaging all natural instinct in your service. It is said that attachment for material objects and home is due to illusion, which makes a living entity conditioned in the material world. But this is only the case for persons who are not in Krishna consciousness. In the case of the residents of Vrindavan, such obstructions as attachment to hearth and home are non-existent. Because their attachment has been converted unto you, and their home has been converted into a temple, because you are always there, and because they have forgotten everything for your sake, then there is no impediment. For a Krishna conscious person, there is no such thing as impediments in hearth and home, nor is there illusion. My dear Lord Krishna, I can also understand that your appearance as a small cowherder boy, as a child of the cowherder men, is not at all a material activity. You are so much obliged by their affection that you are here to enthuse them with more loving service by your transcendental presence. In Vrindavan, there is no distinction between material and spiritual, because everything is dedicated to your loving service. My dear Lord, your Vrindavan of pastimes are simply to enthuse your devotees. If someone takes your Vrindavan pastimes to be material, then one will be misled. My dear Lord Krishna, those who deride you, claiming that you have a material body like an ordinary man, are described in Bhagavad Gita as demoniac and less intelligent. You are always transcendental. The non-devotees are cheated because they consider you to be a material creation. Actually, you have assumed this body, which resembles that of an ordinary cowherder boy, simply to increase the devotion and transcendental bliss of your devotees. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. All glories to Krishna book, all glories to Srila Prabhupada.